Pass all the way across. Over to the top. Out of the top of the key. Back over. Loggers into a 1-3-1 defense. Skip pass over. And that shot long. Rebound. Controlled by the Comet. And she traveled there. That was Inez Schmidt, the freshman. Came up with a big rebound. Dribbled out and traveled out by the elbow. Opposite side. Now Loggers get their first chance on offense. That pass in. Over. Now lob pass down to the block. Taken away by the Comets. Skipped up to the corner. There's a pass down to the block. Comets make the first 2 points of the night right there. That was Cora Ramses. Pass over to Eckert. Eckert takes it to the baseline, and that one's long. Rebound, out of bounds, tipped out of bounds by the Cameron Comets. All right, Lady Loggers trying to get in here. Pass out to the top. Back down to Knack. Out to the corner for Matea Eckert. That one's long. Rebound. Comets get it. They're up 2-0, and here they come. Comets dribbling through the middle, and that pass tipped out of bounds by Casey Egebrecht. From the block, it's going to be Alexis Cuffel. This is lady or girls basketball in regional final action right there. Dribbling from the elbow in his Cuffel. Good defense there and down to the block. Back out to the top for Inez Schmidt. Cross court pass. Very patient there. And that ball taken away by Sarah Knack. Here she comes. Knack looking to pass. And that one got stolen away. Here come the Lady Comets. Dribbling up there is Cuffel. She steps up and hits a 15-footer. It's 4-0. That inbounded to Matea. Matea gets through the trap. And now she lost her dribble there, got it over to Nash. Matea, she little floater right there from 12, misses short. Rebound the Comets. Here they come. They're up 4-0 here, 15-46. And Lady Loggers look a little jittery at home here. They knew this was going to be a tough matchup against the 20-5 Comets. Bailey Olson now. That pass tipped but into the hands of a Comet, and that shot long. She got her own rebound up and under, and now it's 6-0. That pass high, and here comes Casey down the middle. Nice pass to Halley, and got pushed from behind and out of bounds. Sarah Knack looked like she got pushed and no call. 15-12 here to play. Checking in is Maddie Siebert. Cameron Comets are up 6-0, 15-12 here to go. Full court pressure now coming in. All right. Down the middle here. Nice pass over to the block. That ball and rebound and foul there. And I think it's going to be number one. Yep, there we go. That's Alexis Cuffel. She got the foul on Matea, on Brooke Eckert as she was coming down with a rebound. 6-0 here in favor of Cameron Comets at Phillips, Wisconsin. Still time for you. Matea takes that ball up. Matea Eckert dribbles through, and she's going to get a foul now, and that's the second one right away on Alexis Cuffel. She is one of their top players, or Lexi Cuffel. She's second in rebounds, second in points, and first in assists, so she is one of the good players. There's a shot up and blocked by the Comets. They get the rebound. Brooke couldn't get through. Now trapped up in the corner. Down to the block. Nice pass. Quick passing by the Comet. Down into the corner again. Back out and around. Maddie Siebert. Here's a three ball. In. And that's Lexi Kuffel. It's a 9-0 lead here. Casey Egebrek being hampered. She's going to take it in. And there's a finger roll. A little contact, no call. And there's a, looks like a travel, loose ball. Pretty rough game here. Here's a three ball from the corner. Rebound off the fingertips of Sarah Knack. And everything that could go wrong for the Loggers has so far. 14:02 here to go in the first half. 9-0. Comet, lead it. Down to the corner. Back out to the elbow for three. This one's long. Hallie Lehman, good position, got the rebound. And now we're going to get, a child running on the court. And they're going to have to call timeout. Little girl came running through. And we're going to get a timeout on the court. All right, I'll see if I can fix this up. So we're going to send it back to 98Q, 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout. 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Audrey Heckman, here to tell you about the Heckman Auction app and how easy it is to use. It can be downloaded free on Apple and Android devices. This is an easy, accessible way to keep track of your favorite items or find something new. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
You will find the usual with the unusual at heckmanauction.com. Heavy equipment, vehicles, antiques, collectibles, furniture, coins, jewelry, and much more. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
Inbounded to Matea. Matea gets it all the way up to the corner. That's over to Hallie. It's a give and go to Matea, and there's the first 2 points of the night for the Lady Loggers. 9-2 here, 13:36. Full court pressure. Cameron dribbles through it, but there, forced turnover. Picked up by Casey. Up and over to Hallie on the break. Rebound, Matea, and foul. All right, 13:24 here to go. 9-2. Matea got the first 2 points of the night. She's going to the line, and that one rimmed out. Matea averages over 19 points a game. All right. That's a rebound. Brooke got that one up and out. And good rebound by the Comets. Second chance attempt. Dribbling down the lane. Rebound, Comets. And we're going to get a foul from behind. And it's going to be going to the line. Going to the line for the Comets is Olivia Lashizen. And she knocks down the first. So it's 10-2 here, 13-17 in the first. Checking in for Hallie Lehman is Kendra Timmers. Going to go with a little bit of a smaller lineup here now for the Lady Loggers. That one's long. Rebound, Casey. She tracks it down, dribbles out of trouble, and now she sets up the offense, gets a pick, steps over for three. That one short rims out, rebound Comet. That's a good hard rebound right there by Bailey Olson, and that just barely short for Casey. Out of the top now, down to the corner. Here's a three ball, and she got it. Maddie Siebert. A nice set shot for her. It's 13-2. And here's Matea. She sends it over to Allie. Back out to Brooke, and Brooke traveled at the top. Everybody saw it, and two or three officials whistled it. 12:37, only 2 points for the Lady Loggers. This is pretty unusual. Skip pass. Out of the pressure, nice pass to the block. Turn and go, no good. Brooke got the rebound, and now they're going to get Matea up on the fast break. And there it is, 13-4. All right, pressure. And that was beat by the Comets pretty easy. And that's behind. That shot up and behind the backboard, not called right away, and then out of bounds. Valley will take it out, and full court pressure here from the Comets. And that pass tipped out of bounds by a Comets, and Casey very cleverly didn't go after the ball, and there we go. So 12-13 here to play, 13-4. Matea gets that ball inbounded behind the back. Now she's got a double on her. She's going to skip it up to Allie. Allie gets it down to the block, and no foul. Up for the rebound. Nice pass from Casey. She was on the ground. Matea back over to Allie for three. That one's long. Rebound, Comets. Lexi Kuffel went up strong. Strong girl right there. Lexi sends it over to Maddie Siebert, back out to Lexi. And the Comets, not a real high-scoring team. So they'll sit and pass, and now they get it down to the block. Nice up and under, and it went in. Well, the Comets are shooting well. There's a steal by Lexi, back out to her, and that shot, and right in again, 15-4, 11-15. Oh, my. Down to the block for Brooke. Out to Allie for three. That one's long. Rebound, the Comets. They're getting good position. And now we get a foul on Brooke Eckert. 10-58. Little frustration right here for the Loggers, and they're going to take a full timeout. We're going to send it back to 98Q, 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Ross's Sports Shop and Guide Service has everything you need for a full day of fishing. From their selection of live bait to many different types of tackle, like the popular custom X Toads and more. Ross's also has a selection of great hunting supplies too. And you can get all of your licensing done there too. And ask about their expert guide service. Their goal is to guide you into a successful angler. Like them on Facebook and check out all their available specials. Ross's Sports Shop and Guide Service, 286 North Lake Avenue, Phillips.
Inbounding here, Lexi Kuffel, who does have two fouls. If she gets her third, that'll be a tough one for the Comets. She seems like a catalyst for them. Back over to Siebert. Kuffel, back over. And there they go. Comets taking their time. There's a skip pass down low, and that one's long. Rebound, Allie Williams looking for the break pass. Nobody home right there. Matea will take it right up the middle. There's a floater. That's short. Got her own rebound. Went in and couldn't get it to fall, but she's fouled. And that's by Inez Schmidt, the freshman. Her first foul. And Matea's going to go to the line. And after missing her first two, she knocks down her third in the game. 17-5. Okay. All right, and second one rimmed out. Kuffel sends it over to that corner. That one's long. Rebound attempt, and that was good positioning there by the Comets. 1-3-1 defense, and that pass through the hands of Maddie Siebert, and unforced turnover right there, 10-10, 17-5. Loggers ball right here. This is regional final action. The number 2 seed, Phillips Loggers, are facing off against the number 3 seed, Cameron Comets. They're trying to get it down into And there's a pass out to Matea, and that one's long. Loggers just not putting in their shots, and there we go. We get it back to the block on a broken play, and that is Kendra Timmers for her two first 2 points of the night, 17-7. Down to the corner for three. That one's long. Rebound up, and that one's short. Rebound, Allie Williams got kind of a almost a hand in the face, and that's going to be Maddie Sievert. Or Severt. Maddie Severt gets the foul. There's the fifth team foul for the Comets. And what they do have is Severt chasing around Casey. So it's like a box and one. That's what they're doing here. It's actually face guarding. She's not even looking at anybody. She's just facing Casey. So that's what they're going to do, and that's what Casey will see. There's a pass out of bounds. Kendra Timmers tried to get it to Casey. Casey was running over there, but she had her shadow in the pocket. That would be Maddie Sievert. So, interesting strategy for the Cameron Comets. All right, Cameron, out to the top, back over Sievert, back to Cuffell. Here's a three ball from the corner. Rebound, and Cora Ramsis misses that one, and we're going to get a ball out of bounds, tipped by the Comets. Loggers basketball, Lady Loggers, 17-7. They're down 10, 8:55, and they just got to shoot a little better. That's what really has to happen here. All right, Lady Loggers out to the top. Matea thought about three, made a fake, put it up, and that one's long. Rebound in there, and passed out to Brooke. Brooke with a little hook. And put it down for 17-9. Brooke Eckert with her first 2 points. Cameron, Alexis Cuffell, out to the top. Step down. And that pass stolen away by Casey Egebrecht. She got a hand in there and did a really nice job of just knocking that ball down. It's like it deadened on her arm. Here's a three ball by Brooke Eckert. She got it. That's 12-17. And now we're going to get a timeout. Thirty-second timeout. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country. 17-12. Lady Loggers cut that lead in half.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
All right, 8:03 here to go. This is Scott Heckman bringing you high school sports on 98.3 Q Country, also on Civic Media app. It's the Cameron Comets leading the Lady Loggers. The Cameron Comets are number 3 seed, and that ball knocked out of bounds by Casey Egebrecht against the Lady Loggers of Phillips. Here at home, Loggers down 17-12. However, they were just down like 17-5 just a moment ago. There's a pass tipped out of bounds. Again, Cora Ramsis tried to get that ball to one of her teammates. Inbounded here now from Alexis Cuffell. And she'll get it down into that corner for Olivia Lashizen. Back over to Alexi. And there's a ball that's stolen away and gotten back and then stolen again. And we're going to get a foul at the mid. We're going to get number 11. That's your second foul. That's Inez Schmidt, the freshman. Tying her shoe was Allie Lehman, so took just a moment. Inbounding here is, they get it to Casey, to Matea. Over to Casey for three. Got it. And they missed coverage there because now it's 17-15. Maddie Sievert kind of telling her coach, I didn't know if we were going to go. There's a steal right there from Casey going up with the left hand, and she's going to go for two. Tried to get that down, and Maddie Siebert came under her hands, and that's her second. So that's a 17 foul for the Comets. So just like that, the Lady Loggers are within tying distance. First free throw, good. 17-16 to go. That's a tough one right there. Scott Heckman bringing you the action here from Phillips, Wisconsin. Still got time for you if you want to come down to the game. That shot missed and rebounded by Lexi Kuffel. Out at the top is now Matea. And also Casey Egebrecht on the right side. Mike wisely putting two top defenders on the right side as most dribblers want to go right. Down to the corner and to the block to Lashizen. And turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound, Brooke Eckert. 6:44 here to go. Brooke in trouble trying to get the ball to Casey, who's being face guarded. And Casey shook her defender. And we had they said straight up. And now we're going to get a foul on Hallie Lehman. Casey's a little frustrated. She thought there was a little contact. The official said, put his hands up, as in the person was going straight up. So good defense there for the Comets. 17-16, Comets clinging to a one-point lead here with about 6 minutes to play. There's a three ball that time from Bailey Olson, their leading scorer. She's a freshman. She averages 15 points a game. Matea over to Hallie. Hallie gets the cutting. Matea Eckert and Cora Rompsis just kind of in the wrong spot. Could have gone either way there probably. Matea's going to go to the line for two. There's a four-point lead here for the Comets. 20-16, 6:02 to play. And that's two out of five so far for Matea. That one rattled in. She'll go to the line for a second. And that one's long. So Matea feeling a little pressure tonight. There's down in the corner. And another three ball right there. They better cover her. That's the freshman Bailey Olson, number 13. I think that's her third three-pointer. Matea going through the lane. Gets it over to Hallie. Down in the corner for... It was just a little bit long for Sarah Knack. Guarded at the point. And that ball tipped. Picked up to Matea. Matea didn't see the cutting. And now she gets a pass back from her sister on the give and go. And that was easy, just like in the backyard. 23-19, or out by the garage. They've probably done that 100 times every day in the summers when they were younger. Now we're going to get a ball knocked out of bounds. And a little pressure there from Bailey Olson. And then I think Matea must have dribbled it off her foot. 23-19 here, 5:03 to play. Inbounding the ball is Alexis Kuffel. She gets it into Olson. Bailey Olson at the top. She takes a dribble, hands it over. Here's a shot by Lexi, and boy, they've been pretty tough on the three balls here. That's 26-19, 4:50 to play. Matea, sit over to Hallie Lehman. Hallie dribbles up. Matea, over to her sister Brooke, and that pass batted out of the air. And dribbling up now is Cora Ramsas, takes it all the way, rebound, fought for, and now we're going to get a foul there on Brooke. Going to the line for the Lady Comets, Maddie Siebert, the junior guard at 5'3". She just kind of ran into Brooke Eckert. She was going down the middle of the lane on kind of a loose ball and just happened. Here's her first one. That one's long. 26-19 here, 4:29 to go. This is the regional final game here in Phillips, Wisconsin. The Cameron Comet, number 3 seed, and they're 20-5. There's a rebound on the second miss by Brooke Eckert. She hands it over to Matea, her sister. Matea looking to set it up. Gets it over to Hallie from about 18. That one's long. Rebound by Sarah Knack. Chase sat down, and she dribbled off the line. Sarah did a nice job hustling and just mishandled it momentarily, though. 26-19, 4:16 to go. All right. Taking the ball up is Lexi. Buffalo, here's a three ball. That was an air ball. Rebounded. And another rebound. And no good. Brooke Eckert gets it. And she's being hassled and harangued. No call there. And a lot of reaching going on. Matea loses her dribble at the point. Gets it over to Hallie. Working off of her person there. Sarah Knack dribbles over. Matea at the top. Matea tries to get it down to Casey. Here's Hallie Lehman from about 17. That one's short. Rebound, Comet. And Lexi Buffalo has probably got her fifth or sixth rebound already. 3:20 to play. Pass right to the middle. And that's with Shizen, and she gets that one to go. 28-19. That was a little too easy. Here comes Matea dribbling that up. Knack and Matea on the give and go, and she gets that one to go. And now coach for Cameron is going to say, hey, we can't have that happening. We're going to send it back to 98Q, 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout, 30 seconds.
When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how their team and your community can work together to be true champions.
Scott Heckman bringing you high school girls basketball here from Phillips, Wisconsin. It is 28-21, the Lady Loggers trailing the Cameron Comets with 3 minutes and 11 seconds here to go in the first half. Taking that ball up for the Comets is Natty Sivert. She's going to take her time. Takes a step back, and we've got a one-on-one, or it's a, they switch to a woman-to-woman defense here. All right, down to the block with Shizen. High off the glass. Got around Brooke, and it was a nice play. Matea out from the top. Hands it over and just mishandled. Nice play, and we got a break for the Comets. Haley Olson is going to be fouled by Allie Schmidt. And that's probably a good foul by Allie. 30-21, 2:31 here to play. All right. Leading a little drama going on over there for Loggers fans across court. And referee says, okay, get off the court, guys. One of his hands was, and they were giving him CPR. All right, that one's long. Rebound by Brooks. And had to fight for that one. 10-point lead for the Comets. Pass up to Casey. Casey gets it, dribbles down the line, and we're going to get an offensive foul on Casey Egebrecht. Casey being double-teamed and face-guarded, and she's feeling. A little bit frustration right there for Casey. But it's a long game here. They got another half of basketball. So, Comets, they're trying to give and go there and thrown off. Here comes Casey. Casey, dribble, hands it over to Sarah Nack. Nack, cross court pass to Allie, and Allie can't get it to go. Nice rebound again there by Alexis Cuffle, right through the middle. She is a ball hawk. Boy, I tell you, she's had a lot of rebounds. Not like she's under the basket getting position necessarily, although she's done that too, but she's just gotten the, there's a layup attempt, and now we're going to get a foul afterwards on a rebound by Matea Eckert. And that's going to be on Cora Ramsey. And I think they have maybe three or four of the Lady Comets now with two fouls. So it's a one-on-one, and guess who's going to the line is Brooke Eckert. Yep, second foul for Cora. First one up, and she got it. 31-22. Lady Loggers had a little drought there after getting back to close to even. Matea takes a couple dribbles and got it. So knocked down a couple there after going 2 for 6. Now she's 4 for 8. Comets will take their time picking the ball up. Lexi Cuffle hands it over to the freshman Bailey Olson. Olson to Cuffle. Allie stepping up on Lexi Cuffle. Lexi trying to get a little bit of room to dribble down the lane. Lexi now taking their time again. It said, stolen away by Sarah Nack. She tries to get it up to Casey, and she was triple teamed. Now we're going to get a foul on Matea Nack. Going to the line is Bailey Olson. Not a good foul there from Matea. And probably one of their best shooters at the line here. Checking in, Lily Miller and Kendra Timmers. Matea's going to get a little break. That's her first foul. That one's long. Rebound. Brooke. Here comes Casey. All the way down. And we got a travel. Kendra got that pass, and she just shuffled her feet. 50.4. 50.4 seconds here. Taking her time is Lexi. She's not facing much pressure. Lily Miller will come up on her. Back out to the top for Cuffle. Lexi taking a couple dribbles. And almost loses the handle. Now she loses her dribble. That one's stolen away by Casey. She's going to go up and make that layup. 31-25, 23 seconds. Casey waiting in the weeds and kicked that ball off. And there was a tip pass. They're going to try to get her. Lexi Cuffle drained a tough two-pointer right there. She had her feet set and wasn't really balanced. There's a pass down to Lily Miller, and it's stolen away by Cuffle. And half-court shot. Great awareness from Casey Egebrecht. But that's going to end the first half. 33-25. 33-25. Both teams will go into the locker room, and we're going to send it to 98Q, 98Q Country for a five-minute timeout, and then we'll bring you the halftime report from, brought to you by Forward Bank. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Great.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept CareCredit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own
Dental Membership Plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Ross's Sports Shop and Guide Service has everything you need for a full day of fishing. From their selection of live bait to many different types of tackle, like the popular Custom X Toads and more. Ross's also has a selection of great hunting supplies, too. And you can get all of your licensing done there, too. And ask about their expert guide service. Their goal is to guide you into a successful angler. Like them on Facebook and check out all their available specials. Ross's Sports Shop and Guide Service, 286 North Lake Avenue, Phillips.
Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless, zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives.
Strongman Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners, on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Strongman Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. At Strongman Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Download the Heckman Auction app on your iOS or Android device and get to bidding right now. We have new things coming on every single week, even up to real estate. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah!
You could buy one item or 50 on HeckmanAuction.com. Simply set your price, win your item, come and pick it up, and we make it fast, easy, and simple.
Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
We're going to need a little help. Scott Heckman here bringing you the halftime show from Forward Bank. All right, so right now, the Lady Loggers are trailing 33-25. They actually opened the game. I think they were down 11-0 to start. Nothing seemed to be going right. So since probably 4 minutes, 5 minutes into the contest, they've been playing pretty even. And what I would anticipate here coming up is Cameron Comets, they don't have foul trouble, but three of their better players all have two fouls, and I would anticipate that one or two of them is going to get the third foul in the first few minutes, and that's really going to change the complexity of the game, because if Alexis Cuffell, for example, or if Bailey Olson, actually Bailey Olson doesn't have many, but if Inez Schmidt or Cora Ramses gets their third or fourth foul, that's going to change this game, and especially for Alexis Cuffell. She's been really, really good on the glass for Cameron. Also, Casey has been a little bit frustrated. She's been being face guarded. If you don't know what that means, is basically there's one player that's just following her around, grabbing her, making sure she's not going anywhere too quick, not even facing the ball. They're looking at her, watching where she's going to go, just to get in her way. And then she's getting double teamed too when she gets the ball. So it's been a tough go for Casey. That's why Matea has been the leading scorer. I wasn't able to get down there and check out the total stats for the contest so far. But again, also, if you're listening on 98.3, you can download the Civic Media app and you can listen to this game and also any recorded games from any time coming up or in the past. So you can also go to 98.3, 98Q Country and check that out too. So emerging from the locker room, that's your halftime show from Forward Bank, Forward Insurance. If you haven't checked them out, they do a lot for the community. They have like the $5,000 shot in hockey, basketball. They have the $5,000 pass in football. And, so it's Lady Loggers coming out. They felt a little jitter, too. They didn't expect the Comets to come out and score right away. Lady Comets coming out, and they're getting a big ovation. They have a nice crowd base here. I would say they've traveled pretty well from Cameron, which is maybe an hour and 15 minutes or hour and a half away or so in West Central Northern, well, West on 8, as you will. Cameron's always been tough.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
All right. Ball down to the block, and now we get a foul. That's the third foul right away, and Matea has picked up two quick fouls in this second half. And I think that's her third. She just got an offensive foul. And then one over the top. Cora Ramses makes her first, 34-25. And, the Loggers, the feeling here is of desperation. And really what they need to do is just get back to their game. 10-point lead for the Lady Comets. Matea gets it over, down into the corner. Skip pass over down to Brooke. Brooke goes up and she gets fouled. There we go. Brooke is going to go to the line, and that's what you got to do. You just got to get in there. And that might be her third. Maddie Sebert, who was the face guard of Casey Egebrecht for most of the first half. Again, Scott Heckman here bringing you girls basketball from Phillips, Wisconsin. And she's going to get another throw. Brooke missed that one, but stepping in was Olivia Lashizen. Checking in now is Maddie Sebert. Actually, that was the third foul for Cora Romford. And there we go. Shot made, 35-27, 8-point lead here for the Cameron Comets. Cameron taking it up. Lexus Couple being guarded by Casey. Sends it over to Bailey Olson, takes it down the lane. That rebounded by Brooke. And now we're going to get a foul finally. And that's going to be on Olivia Lashizen. So second team foul, and they really converge on the rebounder. And so far they haven't been burned on it, but that one was a reach-in, definite reach-in right there by Brooke who had it. Here comes Matea. She's going to dribble up, and she almost carried the ball, but she let it bound over her shoulder. It was a good play. Down to Brooke in the block, makes the move, and left hand right there from Brooke Eckert. 35-29, 16-39 to go. 6-point lead for the Comets. That one almost stolen away. Lashizen collects it. She gets it down the corner. That one's stolen away there by Matea. Matea dribbles out of pressure, and now she's going to set up the offense. Lob pass over to Hallie Lehman, over to Brooke. Brooke coming down the lane, and she got a little bit of contact there, and no call. Down the lane. Streaking through, and Brooke blocks. Alexa Cuffle missed layup, rebounded by Casey. She hands it to Hallie Lehman, and now they've cut the lead to 4. A little sense of urgency from the coach of Cameron Comets. They're going to go a full timeout, and now it's we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 1-minute timeout, 1 minute.
There are over 20 studies that support the benefits of low-fat chocolate milk as a recovery beverage. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right 3-to-1 mix of carbs and protein scientifically shown to help refuel and restore muscles. Pro athletes have been relying on chocolate milk for years because they have seen the benefits in their own performance and recommend drinking milk to others. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Lehman and Sarah Nash in there, and they're going to play half-court 1-3-1. No, half-court man defense right here. Out of the top for Lexi Couple. Out to the top for LeShizen. Couple gets a pick. Takes a 15-footer, that one short, and tried to knock that out of bounds, or keep it in bounds, I should say, was the freshman, Inez Schmidt. She's quite athletic. Passed in, and now Atea takes it all the way down, passes to Lehman, gets it to Brooke at the block, she gets it in, and fouled. Brooke Eckerd with the strong move, she's fouled. 35-33. And number 11, Inez Schmidt. I believe that's her third or fourth. Might be her fourth. 15-27. Here we go. Brooke Eckert misses that one. Rebound by the Comets, and Hallie Lehman's going to foul. That one's Olivia LeShizen. So, two-point lead for the Comets. Hallie with her third, she's going to get a little rest here in favor of Kendra Timmers. The Comets picking that ball up. Couple comes up, gets it over to the elbow. Dribble take, hand over to Olsen for three. Rebound, Matea Eckert on the air ball. Here comes Matea. She's looking, and hands it over to Saranac, who rims out, rebound, fought for, and we're going to get a jump ball. A little bit of a scrap right there from Brooks, and the arrow is going to, right at 15 minutes, is going to go to the Comets, 35-33. Comets taking it up. That's Lexi Couple. Gives over to the freshman, Bailey Olson. Back to Couple. Over to Sievert. Down to the middle for LeShizen. Rebound on, and now we're going to get a jump ball. Well, Roy doesn't like that one. Roy Kirkmeyer standing up in his seat saying, no, that was a foul. That probably was. All right. Down from the corner, there's a shot from the baseline for Saranac at the tie ball game, 35-35. Couple hands over to Olsen, 14:25 to play. Olsen dribble takes down the lane, and oh, she got bailed out on a foul, and boy, that's a tough foul right there. Cut through, but that freshman, she's a good ball handler. And that's going to be on Brooke Eckert, her third. And Brooke's like, what did I do? And her sister's like, don't worry about it. But there we go. 14:20 to play. Olsen's going to go to the line for two. That's the 15 foul on the Loggers. 33 for the Comets. That one's long. Bright orange, bright yellow shoes. And checking in for Brooke is going to be Lily Miller. So the Comets have been pretty good under the basket, getting rebounds. Long rebound that time. It's picked up by Kendra Timmers. Gets it over to Casey. Casey gets a little room to dribble. Hands it over. And Timmers down to the corner for Miller. Over for Casey. Casey back to Miller. Casey looked, thought about a three, took a dribble, and in, and that rimmed out. Rebound. Strong rebound by the freshman, Inez Schmidt. And she's going to dribble through the lane. There's a shot up and good. High off the glass, 35-37. Boy, I tell you, the Cameron Comets are going to look good here in the future. They don't have any seniors on their roster. Skip pass stolen away. Alexis Cuffell goes in for the layup and misses. Rebound. Oh, my gosh. And Casey was not happy about that. That was knocked out of bounds. At least she didn't get a foul, though. Cameron Ball, they'll inbound it to Sebert. Goes in for the layup. Good rebound there from Inez Schmidt. She went over the top and just got it. 39-35, 13-18. They're going to play big. All right, Casey hands it over. Puts it over to Matea down the lane. Matea, no foul. Oh, my gosh. That was a lot of contact, no call. Going down the lane the other way is going to be Inez Schmidt. And look, we got a player on the floor. This referee is actually being talked to by Mike. Mike's got pink hair. The ref's like, who is this guy? And still on the court, laying down on the court, is Matea Eckert. Mike is a little irritated here, and I would be too. 6-point lead here for the Comets. We're going to send it back to 98Q for 30 seconds.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
To handle here so far. Scott Heckman here bringing you ladies girls basketball here from Phillips, Wisconsin. Phillips ladies loggers in a dogfight here. They're down by six. Stepping up from the three free throw line is Casey. She drains it, 41-37. Matea Eckert coming around from the corner. She was on the court after that last play and they hadn't called it for a bit. And now she's back out on the bench. Ball fake by a couple. And that last no call down there was really not very good. LeShizen, oh my. And the Comets are just hot. That's all I can say. Casey Egebrecht gets the ball, steps up for three, rims out. Rebound there by Inez Schmidt and knocked it over to Cuffell. 43-37. Down the lane there is Olsen, and she gets bailed out on a Well, I don't even, okay, I guess it's a foul. And that's the first foul for Lily Miller, 16th foul. Olsen knocks that one down. 44-37. Second one up, and that one's long. Rebound, and there's a block. There's a lead pass, and that one's stolen away by Inez Schmidt. What a good read by her. And there's a fake shot, and nice. There's a three ball. Oh, my. I'll tell you, the Comets have not slowed down. That was Alexis Cuffell, and she just drained that three-pointer. There's a pass knocked away, stolen away by LeShizen. Lady Loggers just not on their game right now. Here's a step back from Olsen. That one rimmed out. Rebound. That was picked up by Miller. Lily Miller got it. She'll take it up a little bit. Hands it over to Brooke. Brooke gets it over. Pass down to Lowell, and that one's stolen away. And the Lady Loggers are just, boy, nothing on their passes right now, and they're giving it up. There's a shot from the corner. Knocked down again. Oh, my. And Inez Schmidt just buried it. It's 49-37, and they just don't miss. 12-point deficit, 11 minutes to play. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for 30 seconds.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Cameron Comets. Scott Heckman bringing you high school girls basketball. It's the number three Cameron Comets coming in here in Phillips, Wisconsin. And here we go. You Loggers fans out there got to get up because the Lady Loggers need your